A sad calamity. A short time before we came to Stockholm, a sad calamity occurred, which cast a gloom over the entire city. Christine Nielsen, the famous Swedish singer, visited Stockholm, and thousands crowded to the theater to hear her sing. But there were great numbers who could not secure admittance, and for the benefit of these, she promised to sing in the open air before her hotel, at the close of her last evening's engagement. An immense crowd collected, from 25,000 to 30,000 people. There was a bridge opposite the hotel, and as the people crowded upon this at the close of the entertainment, the cry was raised that the railing was giving way, and the people were being crowded into the water. A panic followed. In the rush to get off the bridge, men, women, and children were trampled down. 18 persons were killed, and not less than 70 wounded. We often hear of disasters in theaters and pleasure resorts, where lives are lost and many are wounded, and perhaps made lifelong sufferers. But these things do not arrest the pleasure seekers. They rush on, thirsting for excitement, and often in the very act they too are hurled into eternity. Without a moment's warning, their probation is ended. And what has been their life record? Can Christ say of these, "Well done, good and faithful servants"? Multitudes are vainly seeking happiness in worldly amusements. They crave something which they have not. They are spending their money for that which is not bread, and their labor for that which satisfieth not. The hungry, thirsting soul will continue to hunger and thirst so long as it partakes of these unsatisfying pleasures. Oh, that they would listen to the voice of Jesus, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Those who drink of the living water will thirst no more for frivolous, exciting amusements. Christ, the wellspring of life, is the fountain of peace and happiness.